Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents the Nuclear Bombshell series, The Raven-Haired Rogue, by John Zakur, narrated by Richard Rowan, with performances by David Coyne, Nanette Savard, Deirdre Starnes, Dawn Ursula, Nora Ashrati, Tracy Oliveira, Yasmin Toison, Elizabeth Jernigan, Casey Platt, Alejandro Ruiz, James Lewis, Chris Gennebach, David Jordan, Michael Glenn, Elliot Dash, Michael John Casey, and Colleen Delaney.
My name is Zachary Nixon Johnson. My beat is New Frisco. It's the year 2057, and I'm the last freelance private investigator on Earth. Yeah, I know that might sound a little apocalyptic to some and kind of cool to others, but truthfully, it's not apocalyptic at all. No catastrophe killed off the other freelance PIs. It's not like a meteor took out a global gumshoe convention or anything. It's just that these days, everything is wired to everything else. Information is readily available for just the cost of a few seconds of time on a search engine and a surcharge of a few credits. Your average first grader can dig up more information in a nanosecond than the best connected PI could have done just a few decades ago. That doesn't mean people still don't need PIs. After all, some information can be especially tricky to obtain. You know, the type of information that needs a special kind of extra poking and prodding around. The type of prodding that requires a personal touch and what I like to call extra sensitive persuasiveness. I call it that because it often requires finding a person's sensitive spot and squeezing. So yeah, even in this modern megatech world, there is still a demand for our services. In fact, being a PI can be quite profitable, at times. That's the other catch to being a freelance PI. If there's a nice profit to be made, you can bet big business will find a way to siphon off as much of those credits as possible. Today, there are two big private investigation companies. There's DICCO, which is run by entertainment ultra-mega corporation Entercorp, and there's EyesRUs, owned by technology giant HTEC. A PI's life can be filled with violence and danger, making it a natural fit for the entertainment industry and reality HV. HTEC jumped into the game after it figured out that technology goes out of date, but lust and greed never do. Both of these big PI companies have the same MO. Potential clients contact them via their net sites. Then, if the company finds the client's plight interesting, i.e. marketable enough, it'll send out a team, all of which is broadcast live over one of the reality HV channels. It certainly takes the private out of private investigator, but some folks eat it up. Lucky for me, some clients still like to keep things more tight-lipped, which means I do get work. And when work arrives, it's usually quite interesting. Today's a slow day. I'm sitting back in my real leather chair in my office by the bay. I'm recounting the tale of one of my early PI adventures to my holographic assistant, Harf, and my flesh-and-blood assistant, Carol. There I was in the crowded theater looking for the e-blackmailer, and a mime and an android dressed as a mime were heading toward the crowd. I knew the mime was harmless, but the android had a bomb. I only had seconds to decide which one to take out.
So what did you do, Tio?
I shot them both with a heavy electric stun charge. Turns out I got more praise for stopping the actual mime than I did the android.
You don't have to be me, the most sophisticated cognitive processor on Earth, to know that mimes are truly annoying.
Harv may have a bit of an ego, but he's most likely correct on both accounts. Mimes can be quite annoying, and Harv is probably the most sophisticated computer around. Yeah, sure, these days, pretty much everybody over the age of 3 wears a portable interactive holographic interface personally optimized device, or a PiPod for short. And yeah, these devices do allow easy access to a constant wealth of information. They even have all their own rudimentary personalities, such as the Bob, Betty, Bunny, and Bubba models. Thing is, none of these canned artificial personalities are a changing, constantly evolving intelligence like Harv is. Turns out most people are very uneasy about having a computer interface that has more personality than they do. Of course, it doesn't help that Harv can be a bit sarcastic at times, plus the fact that he loves to appear as a snobbish, balding British butler doesn't exactly endear Harv to the average Joe or Jane Doe. Oh, I should mention that Harv is physically...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?